This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said on Sunday the bloc would increase military support to Ukraine after the U.S. Congress passed a stopgap funding bill late Saturday that omitted aid to Ukraine.
It shows that our support to Ukraine not only continues, but increases, or at least by the time being, the proposition on the table shows that we want to continue in increasing it.
Borrell told a news conference during a visit to Kyiv that in the face of an existential threat for Europe, the proposition on the table showed the EU wanted to increase military aid to Ukraine. Well, there won't be a shutdown of the U.S. government, as I mentioned, at least for 45 days. The U.S. Congress passed a stopgap measure that keeps the government funded for that long, but Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden said,
"I'm sick and tired of the brinksmanship, and so are the American people."
And he wanted to assure Ukraine that the U.S. is still behind them.
"And I want to assure our American allies and the American people and the people of Ukraine that you can count on our support. We will not walk away."
Part of the deal, as I mentioned in the minute ago, is to get the deal done, was to stop Ukraine aid, at least for the short term. At least 10 migrants died and 25 were injured early Sunday when a cargo truck clandestinely carrying them overturned on a highway in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. The local security officials report the accident took place near the border with Guatemala. A source in the prosecutor's office who spoke on the grounds of anonymity told the news service AFP the victims were all Cuban women, including a